Good morning, everyone. Today is the 5th of May. Notice I said May, the 5th of May, 2022. Thank God my brain is working this morning a little bit. You know, we had a really bad storm up here in Pineville. And it rained almost all night, and it thundered almost all night. So I didn't get a whole lot of sleep, because unlike my wife, who can sleep through virtually anything, which she amazes me, it was thundering like crazy in the middle of the night, and I said to her, "Isn't it amazing? It's just continuing to thunder." She just kept right on snoring. Okay. So, well, we are told in the Word of God that He will protect us from the covert of the storm. He says, sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. There shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat, and for a place of refuge, and for a covert from storm and from rain. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. You know, whenever he delivered the Israelites out of Egypt, took them across the Red Sea on dry land, he protected them in the wilderness for 40 years. He provided manna, he provided quail, he provided, you know, he gave them, the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. Well, if Jesus Christ can protect us from the storms, the literal storms, the hail, tornadoes, tsunamis, lightning, winds. You don't think he can protect our souls? You don't think he can preserve our souls? This has both a physical and a spiritual application. God is our protector. The provident God is our protector. Not only over our physical lives, but over our spiritual lives. Yes, sometimes we have to go through the storms. Sometimes we have to go through trials. Sometimes we have to go through these things. But God in His omnipotence and His omniscience and His omnipresence and His love still has our backs. He still protects us from these things. You know, I'm glad to know that God is in control. You know, there's a song that is out, it's been out for a number of years, God is in Control. It's a great song. God is sovereign. That means that He is over all things, and by Him all things consist. That means that He works all things after the counsel of His own will, not our wills. He doesn't check with us and see what He's going to do. He doesn't need his creature's permission to do anything. I always get a kick out of these people that get up and say, we need to let God do this. We need to let God do that. We need to turn our lives over to God. We need to allow God to do this. What a joke. To allow the God, your creator, to do something? To let the creator of the universe do something? Give me a break. God is in the heavens and he will do whatsoever he wants to do. He sends the rain. He sends the hail. He sends the tsunamis. He sends the fire and brimstone down on Sodom and Gomorrah. He's the one that created all things by the word of his power. You know? He's the one that rose Lazarus from the dead. He's the one that made the water into wine. He's the one that protected the three Hebrew children in the fiery furnace. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He's the one who protected Daniel in the lion's den. He's the one who rose from the dead himself. He's the one that seated at the right hand of God, interceding for his people. He's the one who's coming back again. He's the one that fed 5,000 people with a few barley loaves and a few fishes. So we are to take comfort in this. We're to take consolation in knowing that he is the Almighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He came the first time as a suffering servant. He's coming back as a ruling king. And when he comes back, it says that many will flee to the rocks and the mountains to hide from the face of him. You know? Every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's given him a name above every name, that every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. There's only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus, the creator of the universe. So this morning, that's kind of what's on my mind after living through this storm all night long. Major thunderstorm. Booming thunder. Booming from heaven, God showing his power. Usually little Tulip, our little dog, doesn't get that upset over storms. She got upset. Came to me for protection. Wanted my consolation. Wanted my comfort. Do you take comfort in your great protector, the God of the universe, Jesus Christ? Do you seek shelter in him and his grace? Well, I hope the good Lord has spoken to you this morning through this little sermonette. May you have a blessed day. God bless.